Restrictions apply.
What a weekend out in Elmwood Park. The Taste of Elmwood Park, fabulous. It was great being there on Saturday for the meatball eating contest. I'll give you some details on that coming up. But Elmwood Park's just loads of fun. Great place to be all summer long. I mean, the food, you always hear me talk about it. Restaurant Row up and down North Avenue. They've got something for everyone. They've got fine dining. Great Italian food at Jim and Pete's. You got more casual places to go eat, like Johnny's and Armand's Pizza, which I love. Cafe Cubano. I mean, all kinds of cultures represented. All kinds of delicious food. And they've got fun stuff going on all summer long. Even though the Taste is in the rear view, there's still stuff to experience before the summer's over and before Labor Day rolls around. So check out our friends in Elmwood Park today. You sense that? It's your cravings wondering what they've been missing in Elmwood Park.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Yeah, shout out to Connor, who won the inaugural meatball eating contest. Rosebud provided all the meatballs. Those are delicious meatballs. I've had those, I don't know, 200 times in my life. 12-ounce balls. Each contestant, there were 12 contestants.
Like that's a big ball.
It's a big ball. Like 70 people signed up. They picked 12 at random. Connor was the minus 300 favorite to win this thing.
He looked like the legitimate champion.
Yeah. Connor's a big boy. And then, like, the two guys I pegged as one and two, then I had Dave as 2-1. He was next in the odds. They finished 1-2. Each contestant started with 12 meatballs. So it was about 5 o'clock on Saturday. It was actually probably about 4:30.
Six balls or 12?
Six balls. 12-ounce balls.
So if you get through six balls, you get another plate of balls.
Exactly. You had 12 minutes, okay? And we were on the stage without a cover. It was 100 degrees. These guys, and one female participant, Samantha, who did quite well. Sam did well. I mean, I was dripping wet.
You're dripping
wet. I couldn't imagine. I mean,
you were moist.
These are 3/4 of a pound meatballs,
yeah,
right?
Big balls.
Not to mention, like, that's just the, you know, that's just, well, that's probably the whole thing. That's the bread. That's everything. You know, you're talking about three, and then, it's not all meat, because you got the breadcrumb, the cheese, but it's close. Yeah. It's probably 10 ounces worth of beef.
Yeah, you got some good stuff in there. And then when it cooks and reduces down,
these guys,
you know, it's probably a little bit less, but that's what it starts off
as. Connor and Dave were the only two contestants to make it to a second bowl of meatballs.
Second bowl of balls.
And then Connor was our champion. He ate 8 in 12 minutes.
Balls.
And, I mean, he, with like 30 seconds to go.
That's 96 ounces, Carm.
Yes.
96 ounces.
With like 30 seconds to go, Connor was sitting there.
And he
had about a half a meatball left. This was number 8. And he just went, that's it. Whole thing in his mouth. Dave looked over. He saw what was happening. He was shaking at this point. His hand was... I'm like, you guys are tough SOBs. And he looked over about 10 seconds left and he shook his head and he knew he was beat.
He was defeated.
But he gave a great effort.
7 3/4 balls.
I want to try to get... yes, exactly, Yurko.
I'd like to try a ball.
I want to try to get Joey Chestnut involved in this thing next year. I wonder if he's ever done a meatball eating contest. This thing's coming back.
Well, you know what we got. What about the local product, Deep Dish Bertoletti?
Oh, that's a good call.
Seems to me like he'd be perfect for this situation.
Yeah, we used to know him.
Sounds like he's an Italian himself.
We used to have Deep Dish Bertoletti on.
Yes, like, we have.
Could we reach out to him and get him in Elmwood Park
next
year?
Get him in Elmwood Park next year. He doesn't do that kind of stuff for free, though, Carm. He's going to need to wet his beak a little bit.
Wow, that's probably true.
Yeah.
These were amateurs, which made it even more incredible.
What was the prize, Carm? Was it like a golden meatball?
We got a trophy.
Trophy.
And a $250 gift card, I think, to one of the local butcher shops. And then the second place finisher still got a $200 gift card to Rosebud. We go have a beautiful meal.
Nice, beautiful dinner.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Hey, and thanks to UPS Joe.
Oh, man.
For sending that soprasad, man. It's delicious.
UPS Joe.
We ate over half of it today.
He calls all the time.
Fresh soprasad.
And Joe came up. He gave me a box of veggies from his garden. Oh, beautiful. Boy. Malrose peppers and potatoes.
Banana peppers, green pepper, bell pepper, all the good peppers.
Like a beautiful.
Any jalapenos in there?
No, I didn't see any jalapenos.
Oh, man.
And he made some homemade soprasad. We ate it today. It's almost all gone.
Yeah, it's
delicious. Absolutely delicious. It was a good time.
I don't have anything recently.
But in 2010, Joey Chestnut ate 43 meatballs in 10 minutes.
We got to find out what kind of meatballs.
These are big. These are big meatballs. I'm looking at pictures. And they're about the size you said. They're about the size
12
of
12 ounces.
Yeah.
These guys ate eight. How could that be?
Six balls ahead of his closest competition. This was 12 years ago, too.
Yeah, but this is before he even refined the talent when it comes to meatballs.
2.25 pounds of meatballs in 10 minutes.
Carm, I'd like to go next year. I mean, you know, if I get invited.
You should. Well, listen.
You know, let the beak a little. You know, I'd be more than happy.
It was great to hang with a lot of listeners that were there that loved it. The guys playing, and men and women playing bocce.
I bring my all-Croatian bocce ball team up there.
That's fine.
With the checkered shirts. We'd be up there.
There was a big bocce tournament. They had like four courts going.